Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning, and Happy New Year to you, Rick, as well as everyone out there listening.
Yes, all those pet keepers. It's time. I wonder what they imagine. I just imagine those little puppy dogs rubbing their eyes after a long, hard night.
Yeah, those groggy eyes. You know how that can be. But, Rick, we're going to challenge our listeners this week, as hopefully we do every week, and we're going to have a great show talking a lot about animal education.
That's probably one of the best things about this pet business is that how connected to nature and how connected to people this whole arrangement becomes. You know, that's the excitement I get about walking into work every day is just that there's more to it than just selling pet goods. It's like it's nature. It's somehow we need to connect with nature, and we figured out how to make a business successful around that, but we actually have a classroom. Right. I don't know anybody, you know, not everybody knows that.
No.
But I'm kind of excited today because we get Megan Shannon on the telephone, and she's our education coordinator at the store.
Right.
So
it should be a great conversation. And then you follow that up with Dennis Laidler, your good friend and mine from the Potter Park Zoo.
Yeah.
And God, to get you two together and talking about animals, good luck trying to fit into that conversation. I mean, you two just have so much in common. It's amazing how the two of you appreciate nature the way that you do.
Yeah, Dennis Laidler is a pretty laid-back guy, but he has a really driven spirit, and it just is amazing how comfortable and easy it is for us to have that really good dialogue.
Well, and it's important to this show, too, because in 2011, one of our goals is to increase the amount of animal and pet keeping education that we do on this program. And the Potter Park Zoo is one of the jewels that this area has. And Dennis is as good as anybody when it comes to being able to explain the natural world and how it translates to Lansing at the Potter Park Zoo.
Yeah, ever since they've extended into that educational outreach, Dennis Laidler's been at the helm, and he's done a fantastic job. I don't know if you've been to the education room or the building that they built, and it's amazing. There's just facility after facility and classroom after classroom that just kind of when a classroom goes there, it's more than just we're going to the zoo. They quickly learn that it's an educational outreach.
Right. Well, yeah, that and the nature centers, which we've talked about in the past and you've helped raise money for. And again, this area is just wonderfully blessed when it comes to the ability to learn about nature and appreciate animals. And Rick, in our final segment, we're going to have a personal segment. Instead of interviewing someone like we usually do from a rescue, we're going to get a chance to talk about the end of our first year on the air and the new year 2011 and give some of the resolutions that we might have.
Yeah, and it's been a great year because I've met you, Lee. It's been a fun year because we've kind of grown together with this show. I must admit it was kind of awkward at first, but we've kind of put some shoes on and we're moving forward and it's kind of fun. And you've been quite a blessing for this year for me, that's for sure.
Well, thank you for saying that. So that's the show for this week. We're going to be right back here with Dennis Laidler to talk about what's going on and opportunities for you to get involved in the zoo community in 2011 and just be a part of working with animals and showing that you care in the Lansing community, which is important for everyone. So that's what we're going to talk about this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
He wakes up in the morning, does his teeth bite to eat, and he's rolling.
Visit us online at 1320WILS.com or friend Mid-Michigan Pets on Facebook or join our fan page. Tell us about your pets, ask some questions, or just post some of your favorite pet pictures.
Thinking that we never
between us.